From the moment our souls touched, I knew in my heart that he was the one I'd give it all to. He had me, and I was ready to submit to him fully and unconditionally. I surrender myself and my life to you. From this day on, I'm yours to do with as you please. These were the words that I had spoken to him one rainy night in October. We looked into each other's eyes, our souls entwined as I surrendered to him and he accepted. He'd warned me several times that one day he might not be able to control himself anymore. That one day he would let me see all of him. That he would open up his very being to me. One night we had a silly argument, and I decided to go to bed early. As I made myself ready for the night, I could glimpse him standing in the living room. Dim light and long shadows painted a pensive look on his face. He caught my glance, and my eyes met his. He had longing, gleamy eyes. It couldn't have been more than 20 seconds before he was behind me. I didn't see him, nor did I hear him. But I could feel his breath behind me just before he slipped the strap around my neck. Before I could react, he had me on my back on the cold wooden floor. He was on his knees striding over me. I could feel the tight strap around my neck as I let my hands gently glide over it. I looked into his eyes and gently moved my hands towards his, and softly caressing his arms. I knew it was going on, and I was as ready as I'd ever been. I didn't squirm, and I didn't make a sound as he strangled me. I just looked at him loving me as he kept choking me with the strap, his large body towering over mine. His hands found their way from his arms to his crotch. I carefully unbuttoned his pants and pulled out his cock. I could see the slight look of confusion on his face. For a split second, he looked at me as if to say, "Why?" In his mind, he was testing me, looking into my calm eyes for a sign of doubt, a sign of confirmation that I'd had enough. But I didn't budge. I kept looking at him with a loving expression while I caressed his shaft with soft, loving strokes. He tightened the strap around my neck, releasing a low grunt as he did so. I could feel the strap around my neck constricting, the blood flow to my head, and I felt a slight throbbing sensation building up as a result. I kept stroking him the way I knew he liked it, looking at him with affection and care. I could feel the lack of oxygen starting to get to me, as it became harder to move my hand and my eyes were beginning to drift away from his. I refocused, looked him right into his eyes. You couldn't tell by the stiffness of his dick or by the strength of which he pinned me down by the neck and choked me, but his face revealed it all. He was waging a battle inside, from his soul, through his heart, and to his mind, his consciousness constantly struggling to overthrow him. But he kept going, never letting his eyes away from mine, and I never letting go of his. I kept stroking him for as long as I could before eventually passing out. By the end, I just held onto his shaft as tight as I could, for as long as I could, as everything slowly blacked out.